AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. The defending champion Nuggets were down double digits to the Lakers early in game one of their first-round NBA playoff series, but rallied with a big third quarter to secure the win. Correspondent Bruce Morton in Denver.
The Nuggets pulled away in the third quarter to defeat the Lakers 114-103 in the opening game of their first-round series. Denver coach Michael Malone.
In the second half, obviously, I think we outscored them 57-43, held them to 42% from the field. And I think they only had two transition points and only 20 paint points in the entirety of the second half.
13 unanswered points gave the defending champs an 89-75 lead late in the third, and from there they maintained control. Overall, Denver has defeated the Lakers nine straight times. Nikola Jokic dominated with 32 points and 12 rebounds.
Elsewhere in the Western Conference, Anthony Edwards scored 33 points to outduel Kevin Durant's 31 as the Timberwolves beat the Suns 120-95 in Game 1.
Getting to my mid-range, getting to my spots, it always helps me with my three-pointer because, you know, it shows me how far the rim is and how much I got to put on it. So those mid-range shots that I made early definitely kept me in rhythm.
In the East, Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart carried the Knicks to a Game 1 win over the 76ers after another injury scare for Philly's Joel Embiid. Correspondent Tom Merriam.
The Knicks needed to dig into their reserves to take Game 1 of their opening round series against the 76ers 111-104. New York's three-man bench of Bojan Bogdanovic, Mitchell Robinson, and Deuce McBride were a combined plus 84, rallying the Knicks from deficits at the end of the first and third quarters, setting the stage for Josh Hart to come through in the clutch.
They were the reason why we won the game. So when your top dog's not playing well and not shooting well, I won't say playing well, not shooting well, you need other guys to, you know, pick it up for him, and that's what we did.
Hart scored 13 points in the fourth quarter, including 3 three-pointers as part of his 22-point night. He also pulled down 13 rebounds. Jalen Brunson also scored 22 for New York, which outscored Philly 32-22 in the fourth quarter.
Philly's Joel Embiid scored 29 points and briefly left the game with a second quarter knee injury. And Donovan Mitchell scored 30 points as the Cavaliers charged past the Magic 97-83. More on the latest in sports, including Stanley Cup playoffs and MLB results, coming up next. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Bruins made easy work of the rival Maple Leafs in a 5-1 first-round series-opening victory. Correspondent Carissa Coolbaugh has more.
Johnny Beecher scored 2:26 in before Boston broke the game open with 3 second-period goals. Jake DeBrusque scored 2 goals in the second after Brandon Carlo's tally. Jeremy Swayman recorded 35 saves.
Incredible. I think we stuck to the game plan really well. Starts with our coaching staff giving us one to be effective against this team. They're obviously a great team and they forecheck well, and I think that our game plan was excellent.
David Camp scored the lone goal for Toronto in the third. Boston's Trent Frederick added an empty netter.
Also in the East, the Hurricanes beat the Islanders in Game 1. AP's Dave Ferry reports.
Frederick Anderson and Stefan Nason carried the Hurricanes to a 3-1 Game 1 victory over the Islanders. Anderson made 34 saves and blanked the Isles after Kyle McLean scored to tie the game 8:20 into the contest, his first career playoff goal. It remained 1-1 until Nason beat Semyon Varlamov at 3:44 of the third period. Evgeny Kuznetsov set up the game winner and opened the scoring with a power play goal just 95 seconds into the game. Marty Nechas iced it with an empty netter. Brady Shea had 2 assists.
I thought the third period was really good. We definitely got more shots through and created a few more chances. So we got to do that from the start next game.
Varlamov made 23 saves for the Isles, who stay in Raleigh for Game 2 on Monday.
Major League Baseball, Starling Marte outshined the Stars in Hollywood to lead the Mets past the Dodgers. Correspondent Mark Myers in Los Angeles.
Marte homered and drove in 4 runs, and the Mets beat the Dodgers 6-4. Marte came up in the 6th inning with the game tied at 2 and crushed a 3-run home run off reliever Ryan Brazier. Mets manager Carlos Mendoza says Starling has been amazing all season.
He's a really good player. He's been doing it for a long time, and here he is, you know, having success, having quality at bats, and the biggest thing, not only he's healthy, feeling good, but he's having fun.
Francisco Lindor knocked in the other 2 Met runs. After starting the season 0-5, New York has won 12 of 15. LA's Freddie Freeman emerged from a 2-for-25 slump with a pair of hits and 3 runs batted in. Michael Tonkin the winner, Ryan Yarbrough took the loss.
The Brewers' bats went off in a 7-run victory over the Cardinals. Here's correspondent Mike Reeves.
The Brewers hit 3 home runs and rolled past the Cardinals 12-5 at Busch Stadium. Milwaukee's won the first 2 games of the 3-game series. The Brewers' home runs came from Jackson Churio, Bryce Turang, and Reese Hoskins, who drove in three runs.
To start a season series with the team and punch first, so to say, is always a good sign. You know, whether or not we end up sweeping these guys tomorrow is to be seen, but just to come in here and grab two wins right away and win a series should do a lot for our confidence.
Miles Michaelis allowed five runs in 4 2/3 innings to take the loss for the Redbirds, who have lost three straight. The Milwaukee bullpen tossed 5 1/3 innings, allowing just one run.
Other MLB results, Travis d'Arnaud's two-run homer helped the Braves pass the defending champion Rangers 5-2. Corbin Burns earned his third win as the Orioles outlasted the Royals 9-7. Joey Meneses hit a walk-off single in the 10th to lift the Nationals over the Astros 5-4. The Phillies outworked the White Sox 9-5. The Rays beat the Yankees 2-0 that game in 10 innings. The Red Sox doubled up the Pirates 4-2. The Twins edged the Tigers 4-3. The Reds held on against the Angels 7-5. The Guardians were 6-3 winners over the A's. The Giants beat up the Diamondbacks 7-3. The Blue Jays handled the Padres 5-2. The Mariners blanked the Rockies 7-0, and the Marlins and Cubs split a doubleheader. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh, AP Sports.